There's a sense of an era coming to an end today with the announcement that Permanent TSB, the smallest of the country's three main banks, is being put up for sale. During the financial crash, what was then Irish Life and Permanent was bailed out by the state at a cost of €4 billion. Parts of that stake have gradually been sold, and the state currently holds around 57% of the shares. The announcement was made early this morning and prompted an immediate surge in PTSB's share price. I asked the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, why now was the right time to sell.
To say why I believe this is the right time and the right process, it's about the long-term future of the bank and it's about the role it can play in the economy of Ireland. I believe the prospects for Permanent TSB could be even better if they had a strong owner who was able to further invest in them. And then secondly and finally, that in turn creates the opportunity for further competition in the Irish banking sector, further lending and investment, which I believe is important to, for example, building more homes.
The state paid €4 billion to bail out what was then Irish Life and Permanent. Is it unlikely to get all of that money back?
So overall, I always look at the three banks that we have together, AIB, Bank of Ireland and PST. Overall, we're now at a break-even point. The money that we put in, we have now recouped. If we decide to conclude this process with Permanent TSB, it will bring additional money in on top of that. The scale of that money and what that means for what we put into PTSB in the first place does depend on the outcome and does depend on the process. But I believe that this is the right thing to do. It's right for the bank and right for our economy.
Overall, how much money is the state likely to have lost by bailing out the banks? Because, of course, it didn't just help AIB and Bank of Ireland. It also had to bail out some of the others, including Anglo-Irish.
So of the banks that we have at the moment, €29.4 billion was put into the three of them. We have, over many years, regained all that money back. It has not just happened through the share of the sale of shares in banks. It has also been the income that we have derived during that period. So what we put in, we have now got back out. And if we were to get to a point of concluding this process in a positive way, which is our intent, but we do have to see how the process goes, that would allow us then to bring in more money on top of that.
Mm-hmm. But tens of millions, tens of billions presumably were lost on Anglo-Irish.
Yes, that figure was €34.7 billion in Anglo-Irish Bank, a gigantic amount of money. And we experienced all the repercussions and consequences of that for so many years. But it is why we now have a completely different way of regulating our banks. It is why we don't have bank lending or a bank like Anglo-Irish Bank anymore. But in turn, we still do need banks and we need more banks and we need more competition. And that is why this process is important.
Have other banks signalled an interest in buying PTSB?
So we wouldn't be going ahead with this process unless we believed that strong interest was possible. In terms of banks and their indications so far, the process has just now launched. So it will take some time to assess is there formal interest and who that formal interest is from. And we will be at a point in next year be in a position to decide what the next steps are.
But international banks, as we all know, took a hammering in Ireland during the recession. So might that limit the amount of interest?
Of course, as banks look on, they are always aware of different issues that they need to consider with regard to different economies that they may decide to enter. But on the other hand, there are three very attractive qualities regarding where PTSB is at the moment. The first one is the scale of growth they've already delivered and what the prospects look like. The scale of growth in mortgage lending, the scale of growth in lending to businesses. They are growing and they have more sources of growth. Secondly, PTSB have already advanced a very significant investment programme in their technology, and they have a solid branch network within our economy. And then thirdly, and just very finally, we have an economy that still is growing and has very, very positive prospects. So, of course, buyers will look in and make an assessment of what they want to do. but there are three very positive qualities to where PTSB stands at the moment.
What then if AIB or Bank of Ireland made a bid? How would you feel about that? Would you oppose it?
So the process has just begun today. And I don't want to comment on anybody who may be a participant in this process, because ultimately I want to have as many companies and banks who are interested in acquiring PTSB to deliver the policy objectives that I've just talked about. But I should emphasise that one of the things the government is looking for, in addition to the economic return that you brought up at the start of our interview, is we are looking for more competition and more investment.
So you wouldn't then be that keen on AIB or Bank of Ireland getting involved?
I'll simply say that when the process has concluded, and it's only just begun, we will evaluate it on economic terms, but we also want to see what is the right thing from an extra investment and extra competition perspective. And as I said, Rachel, given that the process has just begun and it's initiated by PTSB, an independent bank, it's really not for me to comment on who other banks could be that could be potentially interested.
The state owns, what, about 57% of PTSB. So are all the other shareholders all in agreement that now is the right time to sell?
That's a matter for them, and they will have to look at those who could be interested in acquiring their shares. All I am focused on, which, as you correctly said a moment ago, is the majority share, is what's the right thing for the value of our shareholding and for the policy objectives of investment and competition. Other shareholders will decide what's the right thing for them.
Is there a danger that an international investor will want to cut costs by, say, closing more branches?
And this is the kind of issue that the board of PTSB are best placed to consider themselves. They will do so as we become clearer and they become clearer on who may be interested in acquiring the bank. But I would come at it in a slightly different way, though. And the way I would come at it is the branch network that PTSB have, I believe, is a competitive advantage of the bank. It's very well regionally distributed across our entire country. And it has played a very, very important role in the recent success of PTSB. And I think that would also be considered by those who may be interested in acquiring the bank.
When is this process likely to come to an end?
What's more important for me is that the process has a good conclusion, that it delivers what we want economically, but also against the policy goals of competition and investment and the long-term future for the bank, which is just critical. All that being said, my expectation is that we would become a lot clearer on where we are in an early part of next year. But I'd emphasise again, what is important is the outcome rather than a particular time frame.
All right. Just on one other issue, something in the news this morning. Do you agree with the statement by Simon Harris that immigration numbers are too high and that the issue needs to be considered in what he called a very serious way?
So I'd make the point first that having an open economy and an open society has been tremendously positive and important for our country and for our economy. And the point that Artaunishtu was making, and it is a point that I do agree with him on, is that if we are going to, and I believe we should, maintain support for that openness in the future and make the case for the value of openness, we need rules to do that. And we need to ensure that the rules are being implemented and enforced in the way we all want. And that's what Minister O'Callaghan is working on. That's what Taoiseach has called out the importance of. And those who come to our country who shouldn't be here, who don't meet those rules, we are making progress on how we are dealing with that. But numbers of people who are coming seeking international protection has grown. And we are all working on how we can handle that in the most effective way possible.
Does that effectively then mean more deportations? Because, as I'm sure you know, Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats has accused the Taoiseach of going down the Nigel Farage route.
I and the Taoiseach have made this point so strongly at so many times. We make the case for openness. We make the case for our membership of the European Union. We make the case for international engagement. That is the anti-Farage argument. in order to maintain consent for all of that, we need to ensure that the rules we have are properly followed and well executed. And the government is working and finding all the ways we can to do that.
And do you worry then that that consent is ebbing away?
I believe the consent is still there and very strong and at a high level, but you should never take consent for anything that's really important for granted. You always have to keep on making the case for it. And I look at where we are from an economic point of view, which is the dimension of it that I know best. And those who are coming to our country, who are coming here legally, which is the vast majority, the overwhelming majority, are coming here in a way that is legal, in a way we want, to work and study and to contribute to our economy. And that is so important. We have to always renew the case for us and ensure that consent is there to maintain it. So I believe the consent and support for that is still there and is high and higher than elsewhere. But those who support that approach also want to see the rules that we have well implemented and executed well. And that is what the government is working to do.
And that was Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue.